Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino. These are the tech headlines for the week that was. The ongoing COVID-19 pandemic affected a number of events this week. The Game Developers Conference announced it was postponing and will hold a GDC event this summer. South by Southwest announced it was canceled. Google announced Google I.O. will be a virtual event this year. And California's Santa Clara County recommended companies in its jurisdiction avoid travel and postpone or cancel mass gatherings following the discovery of 6 new COVID-19 cases in the area. The provisions on the governance of the online information content ecosystem, originally announced back in December 15th, went into effect in China last weekend. According to Jeremy Daum of the China Law Translate Project, the new law splits online content into 3 groups: illegal, which includes dissemination of rumors, disrupting economic and social order, and destroying national unity; negative, which includes sensationalizing headlines and content that would have a negative impact to the online information ecosystem; and encouraged, like positive or wholesome content and spreading economic and social achievement. The law also bans rumors, as well as threats, insults, and doxing individuals. Sharp announced it will convert part of an LCD factory in Osaka, Japan, to make surgical masks, as domestic supply has been exhausted amid the COVID-19 outbreak. Sharp will be able to produce 150,000 masks a day within weeks and could eventually reach 500,000. Foxconn previously converted a factory in Shenzhen, China, to mass production as well. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe promised to make 600 million masks available every month. U.S. and U.K. health advice is that masks are useful for some patients and health practitioners, but that there is very little evidence of widespread benefit for members of the general public. Apple tentatively agreed to a settlement in dozens of class action lawsuits over the company's practice of slowing down iPhones with aging batteries. Pending court approval, Apple will offer $25 to anyone who bought an iPhone 6, 6S, or 7 model for a total settlement of $500 million. Twitter announced it will test a new sharing format called Fleets starting in Brazil. Fleets cannot receive likes, public replies, or retweets and disappear after 24 hours. Fleets show up in rounded profile icons at the top of the timeline for people who follow each other in a completely original way. Fleets do not show up in search or moments and cannot be embedded on external websites. TikTok maker ByteDance has released its first music streaming app called Rezo in India. Rezo has licensing with most major labels and publishers, although not yet universal. Rezo offers social features like sharing lyrics and comments. The free tier includes ads and limits streaming quality to 128 kilobits per second. For 99 rupees a month on Android or 119 rupees a month on iOS, you get no ads and a 256 kilobit per second stream, as well as the ability to skip tracks. Rezo has been tested in Indonesia as well. The information sources say Facebook will offer digital versions of government-backed currencies along with its proposed Libra cryptocurrency in Facebook's Calibra wallet. The Libra currency, expected to launch this summer, will now be delayed by several months. Bloomberg sources say Libra itself will be recast as a payments network that could operate with multiple coins. General Motors announced a new battery called Ultium that uses pouch-style cells instead of cylindrical cells, which can be stacked vertically or horizontally. Ultium's 50 to 200 kilowatt-hour range can get up to 400 miles on a charge. GM added aluminum to reduce the cobalt content by 70%. Ultium's cost should be below $100 per kilowatt-hour. GM plans to have 20 new electric nameplates by 2023, with the first three coming in the next few months. Battery cells are to be supplied from a factory run by a joint venture with LG Chem in Lordstown, Ohio. Apple updated its App Store review guidelines. These now state that developers must submit new and updated apps using iOS 13 SDK and implement sign-in with Apple for apps that offer other sign-in services, both starting April 30th, 2020. Apple also announced new apps in the dating and fortune-telling categories will be rejected unless they provide a unique, high-quality experience. Developers will also no longer be able to use custom notifications to ask for a user review, and apps can now send advertising push notifications if a user authorizes them. A vulnerability that impacts the Intel Converged Security and Management Engine, or CSME, is worse than originally thought, and a patch from May 2019 does not fully fix the issue. The CSME cryptographically verifies and authenticates all firmware running on a system. Mark Ermoloff from Positive Technologies found the bug can be exploited by malware with root privileges to recover the chipset key and grant an attacker access to everything on a device. Previously, it was thought physical access was needed to exploit the vulnerability. For sensitive systems, the only recourse is to replace the hardware. Only Intel 10th generation chips are free of the vulnerability. And finally, the European Commission announced it reached a data sharing agreement with Airbnb, Booking.com, Expedia Group, and TripAdvisor to let the European Statistical Office publish data on the impact of short-term rentals. Data shared will include the number of nights booked and number of guests aggregated at the municipality level. EU Commissioner Thierry Breton said that while short-term rentals were useful for tourists and as a new source of income, the agreement will look at the impact they have on communities. The first statistical report is expected to be published in the first half of 2020. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.